This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment is a story about a surprising full page end time prediction in the Nashville, Tennessean that has caused quite the stir. That story right after this short message.
We live in troubled times. If you're searching for how to find peace in your life, this book will help you find the answer. In Our Eyes Are on You, Dr. Bob Sauvel, founding and senior pastor of Passion Church in Tucson, Arizona, shows how unshakable faith can make the impossible happen. Our Eyes Are on You will provide you with principles on how to strengthen your Christian faith. Without a deep and trusting relationship with God, prayer cannot be effective. Pastor Bob explores how to talk to God and get answers by first seeking a deeper relationship with Him. This guide for new and experienced Christian delves in the Bible's teachings about spiritual growth that fuels world-changing prayer. Discover more at bobsauvel.com. That's Bob, S-A-W-V-E-L-L-E.com, /our-eyes-r-on-you.
On Saturday, June 20th, the Nashville Tennessean ran a paid full-page ad that has led them into some trouble. The ad in question was paid for by Future for America, which is a breakaway Seventh-day Adventist group, and featured a photo of Pope Francis and President Donald Trump, with claims that Trump would be the last president of the United States, and that on July 18, 2020, an Islamic group would detonate a nuclear device in Nashville, Tennessee. The ad included a link to their website for an in-depth explanation of their prophecy. By the next afternoon, social media was abuzz with backlash for the strange claims and predictions. Michael Anastasi is the vice president and editor of the paper. He has denounced the ad and launched an investigation into how the full-page ad, which violates their policies, made it into print. He said the ad is horrific and is utterly indefensible in all circumstances. It is wrong, period, and it should have never been published. It has hurt members of our community and our own employees, and that saddens me beyond belief. It is inconsistent with everything the Tennessean, as an institution, stands and has stood for. Jeff Pippinger, who wrote a version of the ad, said that it was paid for by the ministry and was inspired by the work of one of the co-founders of the Seventh-day Adventist Church, Ellen White, who passed away in 1915. Pippinger identifies as Seventh-day Adventist, but has been removed from membership by the denomination for being caught up in their prophetic beliefs. He is claiming that it is his ministry's mission to proclaim the final warning message of Revelation 14, as identified by the prophecies of the Bible and the spirit of prophecy. He says that it is unfolding right before our very eyes and plans to run more ads, but has run into trouble because printing companies have backed out of printing his ads based on their attorney's counsel. Prophetic claims and teachers need to be tested, and the Apostle Paul writes in his first letter to the church in Thessalonica to do not despise prophecies, test all things, hold fast to what is good, abstain from every form of evil. Good questions to ask when testing a prophetic claim are, does it glorify Christ? Does it edify the body of Christ? Is it in accordance with the scriptures? Is it given in love? Is there evidence of Jesus' lordship in the speaker's life? Does the prophet submit to church leaders? Do they allow others to judge the word? And is the prophecy fulfilled? Test all things, hold fast to what is good, and throw away the rest. For more great content from Charisma Media, go to charismamediaaudio.com and check out the Charisma Media Audio app. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, One Story, Well Told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.